Hi, this is a dictation for Sharika Hicks, SHARRICA HICKS. Date of birth is 8/3/96. Date of accident is 10/21/2024. And date of service is 1/30/2025. The patient reports chief complaints of severe pain in the neck, mid back, and the lower back. Radiation of pain and numbness and tingling for all the five fingers, both sides, as well as both toes, which are numb and tingling. She reports of some headaches, as well as some shooting pain to the right front thigh, off and on. History of automobile accident. Patient reports that she was involved in automobile accident on 10/21/2024. She was riding in a friend's car as a rear passenger on the right. She has some friends. She is not aware of who they were. She did not know the car that she was driving. She did not know the car she was hit with. She reported that her car was possibly going at 40 miles an hour. She did not know the speed of the other car. The accident happened on 7 Mile in Detroit. She did not know the crossroads. She did not know how the accident happened. Despite asking her and to provide the details, she has not provided any details. She reported that she was not wearing a seatbelt and airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. She doesn't know. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. Police report was filed. Patient reports that she did not go to the hospital via ambulance. The damage to the car is not reported. Patient did not take any pictures. And she reported that due to her chest was hurting a little bit. Other than that, she has not given any history whatsoever. It is possible that it could be a fraud accident also. I don't know. Hopefully the police report will help whether the accident genuinely happened. In the history of presenting illness, patient reports that she is having some headaches. She reports them to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches come every 2 or 3 days. And they are located to the front of the head. And they are severe on a scale of 1 to 10, to be 9. Off and on, they are not sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. Additional symptoms of TBI that she reports is dizziness, vertigo, that are getting better, ringing in the left ear, which is also improving, forgetfulness, and fearful of the event. She reports that her taste is okay, smell is okay. She denies any smell problem, taste problem. She denies any vision problem. No blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. No nausea, vomiting, no seizures or loss of consciousness. No loss of balance. There is no history of loss of equilibrium. No disorientation, confusion. No incontinence of the urine or bowel is reported. And patient has no weakness, no trouble walking, no anxiety, depression, panic, and no incontinence of the urine, bowel, no saddle anesthesia, and there's no sleep disturbance. And there's no numbness or tingling in the upper extremities or lower extremities. No motor weakness is reported. She do not drop any phone or any dinner plates. Occasionally, she reports there is some pain which is shooting down to the right front thigh, off and on, not so often. She did not go to any hospital after the accident. She reports that she did go to a Sinai Grace hospital later on, where she was there for 4 to 5 hours. And X-rays were not done. Only medications were provided and no CT scan was done. She has seen one pain doctor whose name she doesn't know. Physical therapy, she has not done any physical therapy at all since the accident. No chiropractic treatment has been given. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient reports that she has a constant pain in the area of neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, mostly central. And upper back pain crosses to the back of the shoulders. And these are reported to be between 8. And middle back pain is 4. Lower back pain is 7 with no radiation to the lower extremities. And neck pain is not radiating to the upper extremities. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, aching, and tiring and exhausting. The severity of the pain is between 8 and 9, and the ADLs are affected 10. Modifying factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, sneezing, standing, lying down, driving, and improved by medications. So far she has had some X-rays but not sure, no CT scan, MRIs have been done. The reports of some muscle weakness, but she has not dropped any phones or any dinner plates. She talks about numbness and tingling, but only in the hands, both the hands and both feet. Please review the records for the system review for surgical history, allergy history, family histories, relationship status, employment status, legal history. She has a dream team law. Personal history, she does not drink, smoke, or use recreational drugs. Please review the ADLs from the records. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 126 over 95 pulse, 93 pulse ox is 100, height is 5'4", weight is 145, 28-year-old female of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, operative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Doesn't feel to be overly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress hygiene is normal. No acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases are noticed. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any independent devices or any intelligent gait. Rest of the physical examinations from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal. There are no muscle spasms. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is observed. Hypertonicity, none. Range of motion, the cervical spine is normal at the following. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are all negative. Hoffman sign was negative. The Sperling sign is negative. And Lerma test is negative. Restriction test is negative. Toe to all test is negative. Thoracic spine is negative. For slump test and Roos test, lumbar spine. Straight negligence test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raising test is positive bilaterally. Babinski negative, Kemp is positive. Bragg test is negative. SI joints. SI joints are not found tender. The Ronson test, Weber test is negative. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test is negative. Extremities. Examination is unremarkable. The shoulders, the elbows, and the knees, the hips and the knees and the foot are all completely normal. Examination of the hand do not reveal any Tinel sign or Phelan sign, which is negative. In the feet also, there is no deficit of reflexes or circulation, and no muscles present or atrophy is noticed. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive devices. Diagnosis. Our general is V. Diagnosis general The diagnosis is as follows for Sherika Hicks. General V8 9.2 XXT, M62.83079.891 CNS R51 R42 F41.1 nerves M79.2 muscles M760.9 cervical spine M54.2 50.2 0 54.12 0 54.12 53.82 S 13.4 XXA thoracic spine M 54.09 54.6 51.24 M 54.1 4 M 54.08 S 23.3 XXA lumbar spine M 54.55 1.27 54.16 54.42 S 33.5 XXA. Plan of care for the Sherika Hicks is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue at neck and the lower back and mid back and even the shoulders to traction, massage, echotherapy. Mostly she has a muscle spasm. The shoulder examination is completely normal. She is allowed to work on a regular job, 6 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit. Medications are provided as follows: Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Sifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Elovil 50 milligram twice a day for sleep, JD disorder, pain relief, Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Now, pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We do have a MRI finding in the chart at the time of dictation. And they were done by my order on March 5th, 2025. And the dictation and the report is as follows. There is a disc herniation at L4, L5, indenting both L4, L5 nerve roots, and there is a 2 mm posterior disc bulge at L5, S1. In the cervical spine, patient has a 1 mm posterior disc bulge without neural compression, C2, C3, and at C5, 6, there is a left foramina disc herniation, including left C6 nerve root. At C6, C7, there is a left foramina disc herniation compressing left C7 nerve roots. The patient has been advised that she will benefit from 4 to 6 injection for lumbar epidural steroid injection as a treatment besides physical therapy. If she is not better with physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, as well as 1 or 2 injections to the cervical epidural injection, the patient is going to determine and go from there. That will be part of the interventional pain procedures. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. The investigations, the patient is being not ordered, has already had a MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine. And the DMEs are provided, back brace and a neck brace and a tension unit. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days' time, and education is just. Thank you.